this Thursday. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966. Don't mind having it open at the moment. I got Mike and Flynn checking in on the topic we were just going through. Mike, how are you?
Okay, Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to remind people that everywhere socialists get into power, they subvert the mechanism of power and control from the control of the public to themselves, to establish themselves into as new neo-monarchist minorities. So you're going to expect the law to be perverted and misused to punish people that they don't agree with, which is always the majority. You can't be an elite if you're in the majority. So,
well, fair
enough.
You got to be
exactly why they do this.
Yeah, the elite have to be in the minority by definition. Mike, thank you so much for checking in. I'll take more calls coming up at 45 past the hour today. 888-900-9966. We're going to scale back, though, and I'm looking at the top movies in America. I don't think I've ever had such an accomplishment here. I've seen five of the top movies in America. I don't know how I accomplished that, but I did it, and I'm very proud of myself right now. Joining me to talk about the movies, Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. There he is, folks. Ron Van Timmeren. Ron, how are you?
Great, Steve. You're doing real well on that New Year's resolution. I'm proud of you.
I am. I have not seen the top movie, and I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't watch the Oscars. I don't know. Apparently, no. Neither did anybody else. But the top movie, the best picture, I don't think I know anything about it.
Parasite. You might find it interesting. Now, it is playing at the Studio C in Okemos there and down at Celebration Lansing and in Grand Rapids at our Woodland, a couple other locations, back on theaters because most people didn't see it. Most moviegoers don't read subtitles, Steve. But this is a very interesting class a warfare story in South Korea. And Steve, you're an educated man. You'd really get a kick out of this movie, I think.
So it's a foreign film.
A South Korean language, English subtitles. You got to work at it a little bit, but the rewards are endless, Steve. Just endless.
Endless. So let me ask you this, Ron, in your humble opinion, did the right movie get Best Picture?
Not in my book, no. I mean, I certainly thought 1917 deserved it and was going to win. If I had a vote, Steve, I would have picked Ford versus Ferrari just for the sheer entertainment value of a movie like this. Look, I like to think every once in a while when I go to the movies, too, and that's why it's hard to judge these pictures because they're all so different and they all have their pluses and minuses.
There you go. I think 1917 was great. Ford versus Ferrari was great. I'll give you that on both of those, but... All right, let's shift off and see what's new this week. Ron, do tell.
Happy Valentine's weekend, Steve, or President's Day weekend, whatever you want to call it. Sonic the Hedgehog will be the number one movie in America, tracking 40 million plus. Jim Carrey back on the big screen. He's live action, the Sonic little blue dude. He's an animated thing and PG movie for the families. It's getting good reviews today. I'm just happy to say we got a nice family movie for the weekend.
Well, isn't that nice? I think that is very sweet. All right, carry on.
Blumhouse's Fantasy Island, not the TV show you might remember growing up. This is an island where fantasies turn into nightmares, Steve, and so it's a little different take on the TV show, rated PG-13. The Photograph, Lakeith Stanfield and Issa Rae are the lovely couple in this movie, discovering life together, and that's your romantic drama for the weekend. And, Steve, here's an interesting pairing. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell in a movie called Downhill, sort of a ski trip gone sideways, a relationship gone sideways. It's a comedy drama? It just looks interesting to me because those two are in it.
All right. Well, that does, I mean, good folks right there. So, I'm looking at this list of the movies that I have seen. The one that I haven't seen on the list that is in the top 10 right now, Knives Out, I've not seen, like to see that. But I might see The Gentleman again. And that's how much I like that movie. I thought that movie was fabulous, and I might go see it again.
Steve, you and I are so on the same page with that. And, you know, it's interesting, the comparison to Knives Out. Knives Out would want to be The Gentleman if it had an R rating and Guy Ritchie directing it. So if you like The Gentleman, see Knives Out. If you like Knives Out, go see The Gentleman.
There you have it. And how do we get tickets? What's the easiest thing to do?
Dude, you should go to CelebrationCinema.com. You can also sign up for that C Rewards VIP thing where you get 12 movies a month for $19.95, and you can get all the showtimes and information, or download that Celebration Cinema app.
12 movies for $19.95? Say it isn't so.
It pays for itself after two, my brother.
There you go. All right, and where will we find you, Ron?
I'll see you at Celebration, Steve.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. There he goes. By the way, this hour is brought to you by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. Since 1962, ABC of Michigan members have promoted the Merit Shop philosophy. Centered around hard work and open competition, this approach has consistently produced the quality construction that builds the careers and the communities Michigan families deserve. To find out more about ABC of Michigan, visit abcmi.com. That's abcmi.com. And while I've got you paying attention here, I want to tell you about one of our great partners here at the Steve Gruber Show and a great opportunity for you to learn more about the news that really matters. Right now, if you open your phone or jump online and get on your computer, go to paychecktalk.com. Paychecktalk.com. Right now, at the top of the page, you'll see a button that says subscribe. Now, if you click that today and sign up for the free weekly Paycheckology newsletter, you'll be supporting the Steve Gruber Show and start to receive an absolutely free and a really fantastic weekly newsletter covering state and national stories that will impact your paycheck. I'm serious. Check that out. If you sign up today, you're even going to get a free T-shirt. You like free, right? PaycheckTalk.com is a great partner of this program. We talk about the tremendous reporting they do, the stories they cover, and they do offer a fantastic weekly newsletter. I'm telling you, the stories they cover really affect people here in Michigan. You'll like it. Support the Steve Gruber Show. Get your free T-shirt. Sign up today 100% free at PaycheckTalk.com, and you support the program. PaycheckTalk.com. Still to come, we're going to talk about your wallet with Craig Stiles, your investments with Craig Stiles, and how you get ready for a prosperous 2020. Also, you guessed it, with Craig Stiles. We'll be right back.